Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has learned how to partner with angels for creative miracles. He literally has studied the Bible and learned how to do this. And he's had miracles like people getting eyeballs, like the dead being raised. And he says any true believer can learn to partner with angels. Anyone interested?
Yes.
So, Jeremy, you were a typical college student. You were drinking. You were into wild parties. And you were really going down the wrong road very fast. And someone invites you to a meeting. I think it was the name of the meeting was The Call.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I went to The Call, San Francisco.
How many people at that?
It was around 40,000 young adults there.
That was many people.
Yeah, so they're fasting and praying, believing God for revival in America.
So you're in the midst of that. What did you experience?
I experienced a baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Yeah, and it lasted literally 3 days. I mean, when it hit me...
Explain what you felt.
Well, what happened is during a time of prayer for impartation, atmospherically, Heidi Baker prayed. She was actually ministering, and she, as she was praying, I felt the tangible fire of God come on me. And the best way I could describe it is I literally felt like I was on fire. And it lasted for 3 days. And at the end of those 3 days, I was totally delivered from drugs, from alcohol. I never touched any of that stuff again, never had any issues, didn't have to go through therapy, anything. I've been completely set free from that day forward.
Now, God has put you in such a, I can see what that fire did to you. He has had 200 meetings in a row in San Diego, California. But a week before he started his first meeting, a friend of mine who's been on It's Supernatural, James Gall, prophesied over you. What did he say?
Yeah. So for the last 200 nights, we've been hosting what we're calling the Fire and Glory Outpouring. And, a weekend before it broke out, which would be in January of this year, James Gall called my wife and I out at a conference, and he began to prophesy. And he said that the Lord showed him that the fire of God was going to fall from Vancouver, Canada, to all the way down to Mexico, and that the first place it would fall would be San Diego, and then it would spread all over the United States, and it would go all over the world. And the amazing thing is that he had no idea, but my wife and I were putting on a conference in San Diego the next week, and it's amazing because the rest is history. The fire of God fell in those meetings, and it's never stopped.
Now, what did he say this thing would be? How did he title this thing?
Well, he said that God was going to release a West Coast Rumble.
I like the term, that term, West yeah. Coast Rumble. There is a manifest presence of God. Explain what's going on in there, the presence of God.
Yeah, I mean, there's a tangible, weighty presence of God. You know, we all know that God is omnipresent. He's everywhere all the time, but he's not always manifest present. And so what we've been experiencing is we've been experiencing the manifest presence of God. And when the manifest presence of God shows up, the visible splendor of God shows up. And so night after night, the fragrance of God comes into the room. During the worship times, oil comes, gold, and it actually comes upon people's hands. And, you know, we believe it's an outward sign of an inward impartation that God is activating in the people. And what we're seeing is it's translating not just into the meetings, but even into the streets.
But that's the thing that's excited me. He takes the whole crowd out in the streets. Now, these are just average people like you, like me, just average people. And what are these average people doing in the streets?
Oh, man, you know, we just had an outreach last week, and I'm telling you, broken bones are being healed. Deaf ears are opening. People are...
But these aren't professionals.
Yeah, and they're preaching in the malls. I mean, they're just going right to the middle of the mall, open-air preaching, releasing the things of God, and miracles and salvations are breaking out.
Tell me about the first time you saw an angel that looked just like a real person. And you know, the Bible says you may entertain angels unaware because they look just like real people sometimes. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so my wife and I, we actually were on a date, and we were driving in, down to Vancouver, downtown Vancouver, Canada. And as we were on our drive, we saw a man on the side of the road who had crutches, and he looked pretty injured. He was dragging his foot while he was on these crutches. And so we decided, let's pull over and let's pray for him. So we pulled over across the street from where he was walking. And as he came across the intersection, we picked him off on the other side. And so we walked up to him and you know, really intentionally, we said, hey, listen, we're believers in Jesus. Can we pray for you to get a miracle for whatever you need? And the guy says, sure. And so we said, what's wrong with you? And he said, well, it's my hip. And so we ended up laying hands on his hip and prayed our best prayer. And after we were done praying, you know, I said to him, hey, try to do something you couldn't do before. And so the guy lifts up his shirt and he had no hip. And so listen, that my faith was like the water in a bathtub at that moment. Like it was gone. And, you know, I thought, nice try, let's go to lunch. And the guy looks at me and he says, hey, what would you think if I prayed for you? And so I thought, this is interesting. You know, we were going to pray for him, and I thought we'd see the miracle. Now he's praying for us. And when he prays, he starts prophesying the secrets of mine and my wife's heart. He starts releasing an impartation of the fire of God. And when he does, I mean, it is tangible. Like we can feel it. And you know, I thought that he was going to be weeping and crying and we'd get him saved. Well, we were the ones that were like, by the end of, you know, by the end of this thing. And long story short, we give the guy a hug, we get in my car, and we turn around. It's about 30 seconds, you know, turnaround. And when we turn around, he's totally gone. We can't find him. I get out of the car, start looking for him up and down the street. And the Lord speaks to me. And he said, Jeremy, you're not going to find him. He said, that man was an angel. And he said, it's Hebrews 13, 1 and 2. Talks about how we always ought to entertain strangers and love on people, because you never know when you might be entertaining an angel. And so God will test our hearts sometimes to see how hungry we are.
So you, as a result of this experience, you started studying about angels. Tell me something you found out that we might not.
You know, one of the most fascinating things that I found out is this, is the Bible says that if God is for us, then who can be against us, right? And you got to understand, a lot of people really don't understand who's for them. And one of the things I discovered as I read the Bible was this, is that when Satan fell out of heaven, when he got the boot from God the Father out of heaven, he only took one third of the angels with him. So what that means, it is that means that there are two times as many angels on our side as there is on the devil's side. And so the principle that God has shown me is this, is that what you focus on, you empower. And so...
Excuse me, that's so strong. I need you to say it again.
Yeah, what say you that focus same. On... you empower. And so what I've been teaching people is if you want to see the angelic realm in your life, focus on the King of the Kingdom. Because if you focus on Jesus, then everything in his domain, everything in his kingdom begins to naturally be drawn to you. It's one of the benefits of intimacy with God.
Okay. As you have focused on angels, are you seeing many angels?
I see angels in almost every service that I minister in, and even in our home at times. God will get my attention with flashes of light, or a lot of times, you know, I'll sense an angel in the room. And so I know to ask the Holy Spirit, what kind of angel is that?
I want to learn how to partner with healing angels. Do you want to learn that when we come back?
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural!
The supernatural of God knows no bounds, and now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural miracle anytime, any place. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, is now available for your mobile devices and smart TVs.
The message of the Bible has not changed, but it's a 21st century world out there, and how we learn about God's miraculous direction for our lives has changed. ISN takes our anointed programs out of the box and gives you complete freedom to watch what you want, when you want, and where you want.
ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs. Or you can choose from dozens of powerful episodes of exclusive programs in our online library. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough whenever you need it, wherever you are. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Jeremy, have you found that when you pray for people, they start seeing angels?
Yeah, we've had many people activated, and a lot of it happens atmospherically, especially at the revival. We're not laying hands on people that much. I tell people this all the time. The anointing of God is more caught sometimes than it is taught.
Now, you have amazing creative miracles. Tell me about the person that got a new eye.
Yeah, I was ministering in a meeting, had about 6,000 people in this meeting, and it was in a tent. And it was amazing because I began to see in the spirit that God had released a healing angel into the room. And, you know, in John chapter 5, you see at the Pool of Bethesda an angel that comes down from heaven and stirs up the waters. And whoever steps into the waters first is instantly healed of whatever sickness, whatever disease they have. And I saw an angel of healing come into the room, and I saw him begin to stir the waters in this particular meeting. And as that happened, I began to minister in words of knowledge. And one of the things the Lord told me was that he was releasing creative miracles. And so I said to the people, if you need a creative miracle, put your hand on that part of your body. Well, I was shocked with the very first testimony that came up of hundreds. I mean, literally hundreds of people got healed that night. The first man that came up, when he came, we interviewed him. I said, what happened to you? And he said, Jeremy, he said, when I was 2 years old, he said, my cousin threw a rock at me when we were praying and knocked my eye out. He said, I've been blind in my eye. They had to remove it. I've been blind in my eye since 2 years old. And he said, when I put my hand on my eye, God recreated my eyeball and my eye, and he could see 20/20 right there on the spot, Sid.
You know, again, that's the type of thing we're coming into, and it's available to every believer. Jeremy, one of the things that fascinates me is you can see angels and you know what they're up to. Explain by their appearance.
Yeah, well, when I began to study the Bible and I began to really look at all of the different angels in the Bible, and this is what I tell people. If you want to see heaven, study Revelations 4 and 5 continuously, because it will give you a framework of the throne of God. And if you want to see the angelic realm, you got to study the angels in the Bible, because meditation brings revelation, revelation brings manifestation. The key, though, is your intimacy with Jesus. So when you study the Word and you have the Spirit, God will begin to cause what's in His Word to be illuminated to you, and you'll begin to see the things that are in the Bible. And so for me, I minister a lot according to what I see. So oftentimes if I'm up preaching, and I may have a message on joy that's prepared, but what happens is I see an angel that's carrying a coal of fire. He has two wings that he's flying, two wings he's covering his face, two wings he's covering his feet. I will shift my message on the spot, because I know, because of Isaiah 6, that angel's there for the same purpose as Isaiah's calling, which is to purge, to cleanse, to purify. And I know that that's going to be a night of deliverance and healing, not a night for me to preach on joy. And so when I've gone with what I see in the Spirit, the results are staggering. It's every time people get healed, they get delivered, they get saved. And so what I'm learning how to do is I'm learning how to see what heaven wants to do. It's like Jesus. Jesus said in John 5:19 that he only did what he saw the Father doing. And when you operate in that manner, creative miracles are easy.
You teach on so many different types of angels that frankly, most people have never even heard of. What's a watcher angel?
Oh, the watchers are some of the most fascinating angels. And so watchers are found in Malachi chapter 3, 16 through 18. It says, "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord heard it." And it says, "A book of remembrance was written on behalf of those who heard." And so here's this group of people. They're pleasing God in their fellowship with the Lord. I could just see it. It's like God's looking in at a meeting, even like we would have at church. And he's so excited about what they're talking about in their faith that an angel is now assigned to watch over and to write down a book of remembrance. And so in our meetings, what I've seen at times is angels that appear with pads of paper and pens. And they just watch as we're preaching. And I used to kind of...
So they're good secretaries,
yeah,
these watchers.
And
okay.
So I used to be fascinated. God, what does that mean? And this is what he told me. He said, it's Psalm 103:20. They watch over the word of the Lord to perform it. And he said, Jeremy, they're literally watching over the prophetic word, and they're watching for hearts that receive that word and that are saying yes. And they write their name on the pad of paper. And then the pad of paper is taken to the Father, and the Father executes the word over their lives.
Tell me about the cherubim angels.
The cherubim angels are the angels that bring the glory of God. And, you know,
oh, I like those cherubim angels.
Yeah, in Ezekiel chapter 10, it talks about the cherubim angels crossing the threshing floor of the temple. And it says the brilliance of God's glory comes into the room.
You showed me something before we went on the air. He had a visitation from an angel, and this angel left a feather that I've never seen a feather shaped like that, and he can literally pull a piece of the feather off and it'll grow back. I've never seen it. I'll show it to you when we come back if you want.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Did you know that God has angels that truly exist on the earth today? Do you know that there are angels assigned to you by God? Did you realize that angels are waiting to assist you and help you with every circumstance you are facing? Now, Jeremy Nelson wants to impart to you the supernatural keys and the anointing on how to discern and activate the angels who are assigned by God for you. Angels of protection, provision, miracles, healing, deliverance, salvation, and prosperity. Call now and get Jeremy Nelson's powerful book, Encountering Angels, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Angels on Assignment. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9437. Through Jeremy Nelson's powerful book, Encountering Angels, you will learn that as a believer in Jesus, you have angels assigned to you. Understand practical keys to obtain supernatural encounters with God and his angelic realm every day. Learn that there are various forms of angels, including watcher angels, healing angels, angels of joy, guardian angels, warrior angels, seraphim angels, cherubim angels, and many more. Learn how to tap into messenger angels who are available to help release revelation and enlightenment to you. Realize that the angels given by God to you will help you receive your breakthrough, your healing, and your miracle. Through Jeremy Nelson's three-part audio CD teaching series, Angels on Assignment, he will demystify the realm of the angelic and bring you into a greater understanding of the role of angels in God's divine plan for your life. Help equip you to begin partnering with God and his amazing variety of angels. Get you ready to be a part of God's great end time revival about to invade the planet Earth. You will clearly understand that the angels assigned to you are given to rescue you, minister to you, and assist you to obtain all the promises and blessings God has for you.
You are going to start encountering angels, and you can walk in miracles. If not now, when?
Don't miss out on getting Jeremy Nelson's powerful book, Encountering Angels, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Angels on Assignment. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9437. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9437 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Yeah, you know, I think it's wonderful that Jeremy can see these angels, and you haven't heard anything compared to what this man has seen. But what about me? What about you? Can the average person see these angels and cooperate with them the way you do?
I believe we can. And, you know, Ephesians chapter 1, 15 through 19, Paul was praying for the church. He prayed that we would receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, and that the eyes of our heart would be enlightened by the Holy Ghost to know the hope of Jesus' calling and our inheritance in Him. And so one of those things that he paid a price for was that we would have eyes that see into the unseen realm. And that's for every believer, not just for prophets or the special ones, but I believe every believer has those eyes to see in the Spirit, and they're available to the church.
Okay, you're speaking at a secular university. I love that, for starters. And what happens?
So I accidentally got invited in to this secular university to minister to one of the college groups that were on campus. And they didn't actually know much about our ministry. And they invited us in because the secretary of the college had went on a crusade with us down into Africa. And when I showed up, I was shocked because I just knew by talking to them, they didn't have the Holy Ghost. And so they're very conservative. I thought, this is going to be interesting. And so I went back to my room and I prayed. I said, God, I need a breakthrough anointing tonight. And as I was praying, a massive angel came right through the roof. And I mean, he was probably about 8-9 feet tall, very muscular. And I felt this wind that came into the room. And I just knew in my spirit that the angel was the angel of the winds of change. And as this angel went back through the roof, it was like it lasted about 10 seconds. He went back through the roof. I thought to myself, did that just happen? And when I looked down on the ground, I found this, Sid.
I've never seen a it looks almost like a corkscrew the way
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, so it's, you know, and the Lord spoke to me. He said the angel of the winds of change is an angel that changes spiritual seasons. They go from winter, they bring a shift into regions and cities or even into people, churches. They go from a place of winter to spring or winter to summer or no manifestation to manifestation. And what's amazing is the fruit of an encounter is what's important. How many know that if we have an encounter with God, there has to be fruit? And that's how we know if it's of God. Well, that night, there was a young lady that was in the meeting who responded because the Lord told me, he said, I want you to pray for the sick. He said, call anything out and I'll heal it. Well, I said, if you need a miracle, get up here now. The first girl that came up had been in a car accident at the university. Everybody knew about it. She had 37 metal pins in her face and 7 metal plates because of the accident. And when we prayed for her, they instantly dissolved. She went back to the doctors who put the metal in her face, and they gave her a certificate saying, you are a documented miracle. And so that's what happened that night on that college campus. And then that's just the beginning of it, Sid, because the football team had a star athlete that was actually out for the season. He had injured his knee. Well, God healed his knee, so he's running around the room. Now we've got 250 kids that didn't know anything about God's healing power, and a lot of them not even saved. Now they're getting saved. I mean, revival breaks out on the secular campus.
Yeah, but there's a key. There's a key to this. Here's the key. Demonstrate the kingdom of God based on what the Bible says and earn the right to present the king. That's the key. I want you to pray that our spiritual eyes would be open to see the angelic or whatever God tells you to pray. Would you do that now?
Yes. Father, we decree right now, and we pray, God, that you would open up people's eyes to see, that, Lord, you would cause every spiritual scale or hindrance of the devil that's stopping people from seeing in the spirit realm, we command those scales to fall off, and we release in the name of Jesus that seer anointing, that anointing to see into the heavenly realm, to see the angelic, to have encounters with God. And, Lord, we decree right now, Father, that, Lord, you would open people's eyes and open their ears to know you more in Jesus' name.
Jesus said, this is eternal life. In the Greek, he said, this is eternal life, that you might have experiential knowledge of me.
Did you know that God has angels that truly exist on the earth today? Do you know that there are angels assigned to you by God? Did you realize that angels are waiting to assist you and help you with every circumstance you are facing? Now, Jeremy Nelson wants to impart to you the supernatural keys and the anointing on how to discern and activate the angels who are assigned by God for you. Angels of protection, provision, miracles, healing, deliverance, salvation, and prosperity. Call now and get Jeremy Nelson's powerful book, Encountering Angels, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Angels on Assignment. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9437. Through Jeremy Nelson's powerful book, Encountering Angels, you will learn that as a believer in Jesus, you have angels assigned to you. Understand practical keys to obtain supernatural encounters with God and His angelic realm every day. Learn that there are various forms of angels, including watcher angels, healing angels, angels of joy, guardian angels, warrior angels, seraphim angels, cherubim angels, and many more. Learn how to tap into messenger angels who are available to help release revelation and enlightenment to you. Realize that the angels given by God to you will help you receive your breakthrough, your healing, and your miracle. Through Jeremy Nelson's three-part audio CD teaching series, Angels on Assignment, he will demystify the realm of the angelic and bring you into a greater understanding of the role of angels in God's divine plan for your life. Help equip you to begin partnering with God and His amazing variety of angels. Get you ready to be a part of God's great end-time revival about to invade the planet Earth.
Well, I believe everybody can see into the invisible realm, and that we have the ability, because God created us for both worlds, both the natural and the supernatural.
You will clearly understand that the angels assigned to you are given to rescue you, minister to you, and assist you to obtain all the promises and blessings God has for you.
Most people, they'd be thrilled just to see an angel. Jeremy says you can get to the point where you see specific angels, and when you see them, you know exactly what they're going to do. Get his book, Encountering Angels, because you are going to start encountering angels. And his 3-CD teaching series, Angels on Assignment. They're on assignment so that you can reach people, you can pray for the sick, and you can walk in miracles. If not now, when? This is God's set appointment with you to go to the next level. God's Spirit.
Don't miss out on getting Jeremy Nelson's powerful book, Encountering Angels, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Angels on Assignment. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9437. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9437 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest some 40 years ago was on a fast track in his career, and all of a sudden, God invaded his living room, flattened him to the floor, and instantly downloaded the stories of the Bible as if he was there. And he said that very few of the end time views are correct because they don't understand the Jew and Israel. And once you do, it's simple.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.